In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名讲话。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 11.
我们一起先来看这个启示录第十一章。
Revelation 11 verse 1 and 2.
启示录第十一章第一和第二节。
Revelation chapter 11 verse 1 and 2.
启示录十一章第一第二节。
Verse 1. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood saying, Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. Verse 2. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months.
第一节，有一根苇子赐给我当作量度的杖，且有话说，起来，将神的殿和祭坛，并在殿中礼拜的人都量一量。第二节，只是殿外的院子要留下不用量，因为这是给了外邦人的，他们要践踏圣殿42个月。
So verse 1 and 2 records about, verse 1 is what is to be measured.
第一节讲到是要量什么。
Verse 2 is what is not to be measured.
第二节是不用量什么。
So during the first sermon that I spoke about this topic, we talked about many about verse 2.
那在第一个讲到我主要是讲第二节。
That which is not measured.
是那些不用量的。
So here talks about the holy city.
这边讲到圣城。
The holy city is the church of God.
圣城是神的教会。
At the center of the holy city is the temple of God.
圣城的中心就是神的圣殿。
From the outer court of the temple to the rest of the holy city, this is not measured.
在外殿以及其他的这个圣城是不用量的。
Because it has been given to the Gentiles.
因为这是要留给外邦人。
The Gentiles will tread this holy city underfoot for 42 months.
这些是外邦人要践踏圣城42个月。
And this Gentiles refer to believers who are Gentile-like in nature that God is not even bothered to measure.
这些外邦人是信徒，可是他们就像外邦人一样神就不想要量他们。
So they have been disqualified.
他们已经失去资格。
Now today we're coming back to verse 1.
今天我们回来看第一节。
So we're going to talk about those or that which is going to be measured.
这边讲到那些要被量的。
Let's read verse 1 again.
我们再来读一次第一节。
Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod.And the angel stood saying, Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there.
第一节，有一根苇子赐给我当作量度的杖，且有话说，起来，将神的殿和祭坛，必在殿中礼拜的人都量一量。
So from this verse, we're going to study five parts.
从这一节我们要来讲到五个部分。
What is the measuring rod that is used?
那个量度的苇子是什么呢？
What is the purpose of measuring?
那这个量度的这个目的是什么？
量的目的是
什么？量的目的是什么？
So who is going to do the measuring?
那是谁要去量呢？
What is being measured?
那是什么东西要被量？
And how are we going to measure it?
那我们要如何的量？
So there is a lot of contents to it, so we're not going to be able to finish it in this sermon.
这个内容非常的多，可能没有办法在这一节聚会讲。
So we'll see how much we can cover.
那我们就看讲多少。
Number one, the reed is used as a measuring rod.
这个苇子是量度的杖。
So in the Bible,
在圣经
，What is the standard of measurement or what is the standard of judgment?
那量度的这个标准是什么呢？这个审判的标准是什么
？So in the world, there is no such thing as an absolute standard of measurement.
那在这个世界并没有这个绝对量度的标准。
Everything is relative.
所有的事情都是相对。
Even we see that in the countries of the world.
即使在这个乡村。
In the countries of the world.
在这个世界。
不同的国家。
Even
their laws differ from one country to another.
那这个律法每一个国家都不一样。
In some country,prostitution is prohibited.
有些地方这个娼妓是禁止的。
But in some country, it is a legalized profession.
可是有些国家这个是合法的。
So the moral standards of people are also very different.
这个人的这个
道
德标准也不一样。
So for example, if you look at 40 years ago,
那如果在40年前来看
，40 years ago, premarital sex is something that is frowned upon by society.
这个40年前婚前性行为是不被接受的。
But nowadays is a norm.
可是现在很普遍。
You can hardly find a teenager that is still a virgin.
那现在这个年轻人很少人还是处男处女。
40 years ago, homosexuality is repulsive to the general public.
40年前这个同性恋是也是不被接受的。
But nowadays, same-sex marriage is being legalized in many countries, including the UK.
现在很多国家都合法化这个同性结婚。
So we can see that the standards of the world are always changing.
我们发现这个世界的标准一直在改变。
It cannot be used as a standard of measurement.
不能当做这个量度的标准。
So, but we are in the kingdom of God.
可是我们是在神的国里。
We are in the city of God.
我们是在神的圣城里。
We are in the temple of God.
我们是在神的圣殿里。
We are in the church of God.
我们是在神的教会里。
So what is the standard of measurement?
所以这个量度的标准是什么呢？
Let's turn to Romans chapter 2.
我们看罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2 verse 2.
罗马书第二章第二节。
Romans chapter 2 verse 2.
罗马书第二章第二节。
But we know that the judgment of God is according to the truth against those who practice such things.
第二节，我们知道这样行的人，神必照真理审判他。
So God judges according to the truth.
所以神用真理审判人。
What is the truth?
那真理是什么呢？
Let's read the same chapter verse 16.
我们看同一章第16节。
Verse 16.
16节。
In the day when God will judge the secrets of man by Jesus Christ according to my gospel.
第16节，就在神借耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照着我的福音所言。
So the gospel is the standards of is the standard of judgment.
所以福音是这个审判的标准。
We look at what Jesus said.
我们来看耶稣说什么。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音16章。
Mark chapter 16 verse 15.
马可福音十六章十五节。
Mark chapter 16 verse 15.
马可福音十六章十五节。
And 16.
还有十六节。
Mark 16:15, and he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned."
十五节，他又对他们说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。”
So this is the first and foremost.Primary criteria that God is going to judge us.
这个是首先最主要的这个标准，是神要审判我们的标准。
So we can see if we compare Romans 2 verse 2 and verse 16, we can see that the truth is actually referring to the gospel.
那如果我们看罗马书第二章第十六节，我们知道这个真理其实是在讲福音。
Let's confirm it with another verse.
我们来用其他的经节来印证。
We turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们看以弗所书第一章
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13
以弗所书第一章十三节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13
以弗所书一章十三节
In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth the gospel of your salvation in whom also having believed you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise
十三节你们既听见真理的道就是那叫你们得救的福音也信了基督既然信他就受了所应许的圣灵为印记
So here it tells us that the word of truth is the gospel of salvation
这边讲到这个真理其实就是这个得救的福音
So what else does the truth encompass
那真理还是什么呢
Let's turn to John chapter 17
我们来看约翰福音十七章
John chapter 17 verse 17.
约翰福音十七章十七节。
John 17 verse 17.
约翰福音十七章十七节。
Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
十七节，求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道就是真理。
So the word of God is the truth.
所以神的道就是真理。
So let's read Psalms 119.
我们看诗篇一百一十九篇。
Psalms 119.Verse 160.
诗篇一百一十九篇一百一十六节。
一百六十
节。
Psalms 119 verse 160, the first part of 160.
诗篇一百一十九篇一百六十节的第一部分。
The entirety of your word is truth.
你话的总纲就是真实。
So what does this tell us?
这告诉我们什么呢？
God is going to judge everyone by the standard of the truth.
神要用真理的这个标准来审判人。
The truth is the gospel of salvation.
真理就是得救的福音。
The truth is the word of God.
真理就是神的道。
The whole word of God is the truth.
神话的总纲就是真理。
In other words, the whole Bible is the truth.
所以整本圣经就是真理。
So God is going to use the whole Bible to judge us.
神要用整本圣经来审判我。
And this is the absolute standard of measurement.
这是绝对审判标准。
So why is it that the truth is used as the standard of measurement?
为什么用真理来作为这个度量的标准？
Read Psalms 119 verse 172.
我们看诗篇119篇172节。
My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness.
172节，愿我的舌头歌唱你的话，因你一切的命令尽都公义。
So it's because the word of God is righteousness.
是因为神的命令都是公义。
Only something that is righteous can be used as a standard of measurement. Only something that is right can be used as a standard of measurement.
只有公义的事才能成为这个度量的这个标准。
Let us also read the same chapter, verse 89.
我们再看同一章第八十九节。
Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven.
八十九节，耶和华，你的话安定在天，直到永远。
So, in other words, the word of God is fixed.It's not open to change. It will not change for eternity.
所以神的话已经定定了，已经不会改变，一直到永远。
Only something that is constant and that something that does not change can be used as a standard of measurement.
只有不会变的事情才能作为这个度量的标准。
Something that's fluctuating all the time, something that's shifting all the time, something that's a moving goalpost, you cannot use that as a standard of measurement.
如果有东西浮动动来动去，不能成为度量的标准。
So we can see that this is going to be the measurement.
所以我们看到这就是度量的标准。
So, how can we judge correctly and accurately?
那我们如何准确的审判呢？
First of all, we need to understand the doctrines of our salvation.
所以我们必须先来知道这个得救的这个教义。
We must strive to understand more and more of the whole scriptures.
我们必须持续努力的了解这个神的真理。
Only then can we make the right judgment call.
只有这样我们才可以有这个准确的标审判。
Many a times our judgments are inaccurate or way off mark because we do not have a clear or full understanding of the word of God.
有的时候我们的审判并不准确，因为我们不完全了解神的话。
So what is the purpose of measuring?
这个量度量的这个目的是什么？
So here it states in Revelations there are three things that are being measured.
在启示录讲到有三件事情被度量。
So the temple,
这个圣殿
,the altar,
祭坛
,and those who worship in it,
还有在里面敬拜的人。
Okay, let's just use the temple as an illustration.
我们用这个先来讲这个圣殿。
So let's say you go and measure the temple.
我们讲说我们要来量这个圣殿。
And you've said that the width of the temple is 100 feet wide.
我们说这个圣殿宽150。
And,
100米。
And, the length is 200.
这个长
200 feet.
200。
And the height is 70 feet.
高70米。
So what?
那所以呢？
So what's the purpose of measuring?
那这个度量的目的是什么？
So if you, what if you understand the dimensions? So what?
那我们知道这个这个体积，那又如何？
So we have to understand the temple is today is not completed. Put it that way.
我们要了解这个圣殿在今天是不完全。
The church is not completed yet.
这个教会还没有完全。
The church is a work in progress. It is under construction.
这个教会还在持续的进步，还在这个持续成长中。
It is not the finished product.
还不是这个完成品。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19-22.
以弗所书第二章19到22节。
Verse 19-22.
19到22节。
Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
19节，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So we can see that the church is a work in progress.
我们看到这个教会是持续被建造。
So we are to grow in become the temple of God. We are being built up together for dwelling place of God.
所以我们要成长，那我们要被建造这个神居住的地方。
So what is the finished product?
那这个完成品是什么？
So what is the state that we need to grow into?
那我们完成的这个阶段是什么？
Chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4.
那以弗所书第四章。
Let's read from verse 11 to 16.
我们读11到16节。
And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of man in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting,But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined knit together by way of every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causing growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So in this part of the Bible, Paul tells us what is the vision.
那这边保罗告诉我们他的这个愿景是什么。
So this is what the church is supposed to become.
这个教会要长成什么样子？
With all the different workers in the church, with all the different gifts working together to build up the church.
在教会里面所有的工人，所有的努力，那是要来建造教会。
Verse 13, until we come to the unity of faith.
直到我们长成这个在真道上同归于一。
So at this point in time, our faith are not...We are not at the same level of faith.
那在现阶段，我们并每个人并没有同样的这个信心。
Our understanding of truth is not the same.
我们对真理的理解不一样。
But one day we'll all have to reach the same level.
有一天我们都要同到达到同样的标准。
Say unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to the perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In other words, we need to reach maturity. We need to reach.The fullness of the stature of Christ. That is a very, very high standard.
换句话说，我们要成长，一直长到有基督长成的身量。
How many of us can claim that we have the fullness of the stature of Christ today?
有多少人能说我们有基督长成的身量呢？
None.
应该是没有。
Right? Let's be honest with each other. None. No one.
没有人。
So what is the purpose of measurement?
那这个度量的目的是什么？
Think about it. Okay, let's look at another example.
我们来看另外一个例子。
So, okay, let's draw the conclusion first before I look at the other example.
那我们先来讲结论，再来讲例子。
So measuring the temple is for us to check the standards, basically, to check whether we fit the standard of God.
度量的目的是要来检视我们自己有没有符合这个神的标准。
In other words,The Bible is the blueprint for the construction of the temple.
那这个圣经就是这个教会的蓝图，
建圣殿的
建圣殿的蓝图。
So how do you know how you're going to construct the whole building if you don't have a blueprint?
那如果你没有蓝图，你要怎么来建造这个圣殿呢？
There's no way of knowing.
那是不可能的。
Today, if you want to renovate London Church, you've got to have all the architectural drawings, all the engineering drawings, all electrical drawings. Everything is drawn out.So that the workers know what they are doing.
那今天如果要翻新伦敦教会，我们要很多的工人来造很多的蓝图，那这个工人才知道要怎么做。
Now today we are building up the church, but a lot of times we're doing it in a very haphazard manner, basically.
那今天我们来建造教会，可是我们可能这个匆忙行事。
乱无章法
行事。
There's no way of knowing what are we doing basically. We don't know what we're doing sometimes.
那我们有的时候不知道自己在做什么。
Sometimes we pick one passage of the Bible, say we need to do this. We pick another passage of the Bible, say we need to do that.
有的时候我们选圣经的一部分说我们要做这个，选圣经另一部分说我们要做那个。
That's correct.
是正确的。
But what is the vision that we are looking at?
可是我们的愿景，我们的蓝图是什么？
We need to look at what the Bible says, basically.
我们要来看圣经说什么。
So the measurement is for us to make the adjustments so that it fits the blueprint.
所以度量是要让我们调整自己，让我们可以符合这个蓝图。
Let's say in God's drawing, the height of the church is going to be 1,000 feet tall.
如果这个神说我们这个教会要有一千尺长，一千尺高。
Then we build up to 500 feet, say, oh, work done, finish.
那我们就造到这个一千尺，然后就说好，完工了。
If we go up to 500 feet, then we say, work done, we finish.
如果我们就造到500尺，然后就说完工了。
And we think we've done a good job, it's already so tall, 500 feet, we've already reached a very high standard.
我们觉得自己造得很好已经很高了，已经达到我们的标准。
We think we're okay.
我说我们觉得自己好。
But then we look at the architecture, no, that's no way. It's not 25 stories, it's 50 stories.
我们看这个蓝图发现不是只有25层楼，是50层楼。
That is why this measurement is being done. We are having to make correction adjustments until it fits the picture, until it fits the measurement.
这就是度量的标准，我们要来做这个调整，一直到我们符合这个蓝图。
So, let's look at another description of the finished product.
我们来看另外一种这个完成品的描述。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
我们看启示录第三章。
21.
21章。
Revelation chapter 21.
启示录21章。
Now, if you want to read the finished product, you have to read chapter 21 and 22 and go into all the details.
如果我们要来看这个完成品，我们要看21和22章。
Let's read verse 1.
我们看21章第一节。
Now I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and earth has passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a wife, as a bride adorned for husband.
第一节，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。第二节，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
How do we know this is the finished product?
那我们怎么知道这是完成品呢？
Verse one.
第一节。
It's a new heavens and new earth.
因为新天新地。
The first heaven and first earth pass away.
那从前的天地已经过去。
We read chapter 20.
我们如果看二十节
，verse
二十章
，verse 11 to verse 15，
十一到十五节。
Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no more place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead.were judged according to their works and the things which are written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and the death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in it, and they were judged each according to his works. Then death and Hades was cast into the lake of fire, and this is the second death, and anyone not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So here describes the final judgment of God.
这边讲到神最后的审判。
And here it says the earth, verse 11 says the earth and heaven fled away.
这边在11节讲到天地都要逃避。
And the sea, verse 13, the sea gave up the dead.
这边讲13节讲到海交出其中的死人。
And then you have the new heavens and new earth.
所以之后有这个新天新地。
Let's cross-reference that to 2 Peter.
我们相互对照来这个彼得后书。
2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
Verse 10 to verse 13.
第10到13节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10 to 13.
彼得后书三章第十到十三节。
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which heavens will pass away with a great noise, and elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord of God, because of which heavens will be dissolved, being in fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Verse 13, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
第十节，但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日他必大有响声废去，有行止的都要被烈火消化，地上其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日子，天被火烧就消化了，有行止的都要被烈火融化。但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有义居住在其中。
So here tells us that on the last days, the heavens and the earth will be burned up with fervent heat.
这边讲到末日，这个地和这个天都要消化。
And what is left is new heavens and new earth in which righteousness dwells.
所留下的就是新天新地，有义居住在其中。
So now we come back to Revelation 21.
我们翻回来这个启示录21章。
So we can see that this is talking about the last days, when the earth and heavens will be dissolved and the judgment has passed.
所以这边是讲到这个末日旧的天地已经消化，那这个审判已经结束。
So there is the new Jerusalem, the holy city, which is like a bride adorned for a husband. That is, the bride is now ready to be received by the husband, which is Jesus Christ.
所以就好像这个新耶路撒冷就好像新妇要等候丈夫一样。
So she's ready.
这个新妇已经准备好。
So she's adorned. Here it says adorned means fully prepared, basically.
这边他就说装饰整齐。
So you wouldn't dare to go to your own wedding without being ready, isn't it?
那你不会这个去你的婚礼可是没有装饰。
For example, you're the bride.
比如说你是新娘。
You wouldn't imagine going to your own wedding in your PJs, would you?
那不会说随便穿就去你的这个婚礼。
穿也睡衣。
穿睡衣就去婚礼。
Your hair is all messed up, your teeth is not brushed, and you're wearing flip-flops to your own wedding, that's not possible.
这个头跟脸都没有洗，那穿拖鞋去你的婚礼。
Yeah, that does not fit the picture of the bride.
这个跟这个新娘的样式不一样。
But here the church is ready.
这边讲到这个教会已经准备好。
So I'm just going to highlight a few points.
我们就来提几点。
What is the finished product?
这个完成品是什么？
We look at verse 15.
我们看十五节。
And he who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its walls.
第十五节，对我说话的拿着金苇子当尺，要量那城和城门城墙。
So, in chapter 11,
在十一章，
you are measuring the temple.
我们来量这个圣殿。
We are measuring the altar.
我们量这个祭坛。
We are measuring those who worship in it.
我们量这个敬拜的人。
But here, we are measuring the holy city itself.
可是这边是在讲这个量这个圣城。
The city, the gates, and the wall.
城和城门城墙。
It's not measured the first time round.
那跟第一个不一样。
没有量，第一次没有量。
第一次没有量这个。
Now you're measuring it.
现在要量这个。
And what's the difference between the what is used to measure?
那这个不一样量的东西是什么呢？
The first time is a reed, right?
第一个是这个苇子。
Here it says gold reed.
这边讲到金苇子。
What does it mean?
意思是什么呢？
You reach the gold standard.
已经达到这个黄金标准。
Yeah, so it's a state of perfection.
所以是这个完美的标准。
So the church has to reach the gold standard, the state of perfection when Jesus comes again.
所以这个教会要达到完全在这个耶稣来的日子。
Otherwise, you will not be part of this holy city.
不然我们就不会不能成为这个圣城的一部分。
So in chapter 11, you was in the holy city, outside the temple, you still have got these Gentiles trampling and defiling the holy city.
在11章在这个圣殿外面还有那些外邦人来践踏这个圣城。
But in this holy city, when Jesus comes again,
可是在这边这个当耶稣来的日子这个圣城。
Verse 27.
在27节。
But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles, cause an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
27节，凡不洁净并那行可证与虚谎之事的，总不得进那城，只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的才得进去。
So in other words, all these Gentiles who are defiling the place, they are no longer part of the holy city. They're gone.
所以那些外邦人在践踏圣城的都没有办法进来。
So that is what we see at the final finished product.
这是我们在完成品所看到的。
So today we have to be very careful about where we stand before God.
今天我们要来非常小心我们在神面前站的是什么。
If we are behaving like the Gentiles,
如果我们像这个外邦人一样，
then you can forget about it.
那我们就不用去想。
And if you do not reach this gold standard, you can also forget about it.
如果我们没有达到这个黄金的标准，也不用去想。
But many a times we think we are there.
可是大部分的时候，我们想我们已经达到。
But actually we are not there.
可是其实我没有达到。
We look at one example.
我们来看一个例子。
Then turn to Revelation chapter 3.
我们看启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 14 to verse 22.
启示录第十三章十四到二十二节。第三章十四到二十二节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 14 to 22.
启示录第三章十四到二十二节。
And the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write these things, says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, and the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot,I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I'm rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, that you may be rich, white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see.And as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. And to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. And I also overcome and sat down with my father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So here is what Jesus said to the church in Laodicea.
这边是耶稣给这个老底家教会的讯息。
So God knows their works.
神知道他们的功。
They are neither hot nor cold.
他们不冷也不热。
They are lukewarm.
他们是温水。
But they think they're okay.
可是他们觉得自己很好。
They say they are rich and wealthy and have need of nothing.
他们说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
So the fervency of their faith is not there.
可是他们的心中的热心不在那边。
This is unfortunately a very common problem for many believers and many churches nowadays.
很不幸的，这是今天很多信徒的这个状态。
Lukewarm faith.
温的这个信心。
You cannot say that he is cold because he still comes to church.
不能说他冷，因为他还来教会。
You cannot say he's cold because he still prays, he still does church work, and so on and so forth.
不能说他很冷，因为他仍然祷告，仍然做圣工。
But we can see that there's no fervency and no zeal in the faith of this kind of person.
可是我们看他的信心并没有这个热心。
And when they pray, there is no urgency either.
当他们祷告的时候，并没有这个情辞迫切。
So, you think that is all right?
我们觉得这样很好。
But in God's eyes, it's not acceptable.
可是在神的眼中，这是不能接受。
He says, you are lukewarm.
他说你是温水。
You are neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
So, you're neither here and you're neither there, basically.
所以你在哪里都不是。
So you're not hot, you're not cold.
啊，你不冷也不热。
So it's actually, God is using the historical water supply of the Laodicea to teach them a lesson.
啊，神用这个老底家啊过去的这个啊供水的系统来啊告诉他们。
So Laodicea has no water proper water supply.
啊，老底家并没有热水的这个供应。
没有自己的水源。So they are actually trying to channel water from two different sources.
啊，所以他们要从不同的地方引水过来。
So from one place you've got cold water coming in one direction.
啊，所以从一个地方啊引这个冷水过来。
And the other direction there's a hot water from the hot spring.
啊，从另外一个地方从这个温泉热水过来。
And then they meet in the middle, and then the water that comes into the city is a lukewarm water.
他们在中间汇合，所以来到这个城中的水是温的。
So cold water you can be refreshing.
那冷的水让人心舒畅。
When you are on a hot day, you want to drink some cold water, it can refresh you and cool you down.
炎热的天气喝凉水可以来消暑。
And this hot water from hot spring, and you know, it can be used to heal illnesses, and you can go for a spa and so on and so forth.
从这个温泉来的这个热水可以来消解这个你的病痛。
So at night, I'm sure nobody wants to have a cold shower.
那在晚上当然没有人想要有这个冷水澡。
Unless you are so one of those health freaks, basically.
除非你是非常非常健康的那种。
So you want a warm bath, right?
想要这个有这个温水的澡。
How many of you want to bath in lukewarm water?
那有多少人想要来有这个温水澡？
That's, you know, it's uncomfortable.
这是不太舒服。
And how many of you can brew tea with lukewarm water?
那有多少人可以来泡茶用温水？
It's not possible.
不太可能。
You need, according to the experts, you need 85 degrees to brew tea or coffee.
专家说要用85度的水来泡茶。
So if you've got water that's 50 degrees, you can't brew anything out of it.
所以如果你有50度的水，也不能泡什么茶。
There was a preacher that was lazy that didn't want to press the kettle and boil the water.
有一个比较懒惰的传道想要用这个热水壶来泡茶。
He was not bothered to press the button to boil the water in the kettle.
他并没有把那个热水壶开起来。
So he actually boiled some water and put it in the thermos flask.
他就用一些水放在这个保温瓶里面。
A few hours later, he said, "I want to make tea," so he poured the water up the thermos flask.
几个小时过后，他想要泡茶，就用这个保温瓶的水。
It's lukewarm water.
已经是温水。
And he couldn't brew the tea.
他没办法泡茶。
He tried to drink it.
他尝试来喝。
The taste was horrible.
这个非常的不好喝。
That's why he spat it out.
所以他就吐出来。
Then he thought about this teaching in the Bible.
他就想到这个圣经的教训。
So you're neither hot, neither cold. You're good for nothing, basically.
你不冷也不热，那你就什么都不好。
So if you're cold, there's some uses. You're hot, there's some uses. But you're neither here nor there. You're good for nothing.
如果你冷有好处，你热有热的好处，可是你温就没有什么。
But we can see that nowadays, you know, this kind of indifferent, cold, lukewarm attitude has settled in many believers' lives and the churches as well.
可是在今天这个温水的这个心态在教会很常见。
So how many churches you can see is burning with fervency nowadays?
有多少教会是非常非常热心的呢？
How many churches is like the day of Pentecost?
那有多少教会就像五旬节的教会一样呢？
How many churches are like our TJC when we first started preaching in 1917?
有多少教会是就像真耶稣教会起初创立的时候热心的？
The work of the Holy Spirit is so powerful. Everyone is so zealous and fervent.
圣灵的工非常的显著，每一个人都非常的热心。
Be honest.
老实说。
We are not there.
我们并没有达到那样。
We are neither here nor there. That's the problem.
我们哪里都不是。
So if we are honest with ourselves,
如果我们诚心对自己。
You look at what Jesus said.
我们来看耶稣所说的话。
Then we know that we're not there.
我们知道我们还没有达到。
And the other thing is, you know, the Laodicean members think that they're pretty good, basically.
另外一点是，老底家教会觉得他们自己很好。
They say, "I'm rich, Verse 17, I'm rich, I'm wealthy, I have need of nothing.
17节说我是富足，已经发达，一样都不缺。
We think that we lack nothing.
我们觉得我们一样都不缺。
We think our faith is okay, from all aspects we are fine.
从任何的角度我们觉得我们信心都很,都很好。
But that's not how God sees them.
这不是神,不是这样看。
How does God look at them?
神如何看他们呢?
And you do not know, verse 17, and you do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
十七节,神说却不知道你是那困苦可怜,贫穷瞎眼自身的。
So there's a huge discrepancy between the two.
所以两个,观点非常的不同。
Why?
为什么呢?
Different standards of measurement.
是不同度量的标准。
We use our own standard to measure ourselves, we think we are okay.
我们用我们自己的标准来度量自己，觉得自己很好。
But if you take the Bible and use the standards of God to measure yourself, we all know that we are far from okay.
如果我们用神的标准，用圣经来度量的话，我们会觉得自己是不好。
Then it's time to change.
要来改变的这个时机了。
Here says, what does it say?
这边说什么呢？
Verse 19,
19节
As many as I love and rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent.
19节凡我所疼爱的我就责备管教他所以你要发热心也要悔改。
So repentance and zealousy must come in.
所以悔改和发热心必须来 发生。
Without this,
如果没有这样
there is no change.
就没有改变。
If there is no change,
如果没有改变
we're going to end up like,What Jesus said, I'm going to spit you out, vomit you out.
我们就会像耶稣所说的一样，会把我们吐出去。
Verse
20. 20节。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
看啊，我站在门外叩门。
If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come to him and dine with him and he with me.
若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进去他那里去啊，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
In other words, when we hear the message of God,
换句话说，如果我们听见神的讯息
，We have to open our hearts.
我们必须开我们的心。
We have to let Jesus come into our hearts.
我们要让耶稣来进入我们的心。
We have to accept what Jesus tells us.
我们要来接受神告诉我们的话。
And then we can have fellowship with Jesus.
那我们才可以跟耶稣来团契。
And then we can have a good relationship with Jesus.
那我们才可以跟神建立好的关系。
But we close our doors.
可是如果我们关门了
，We don't accept what is being said.
我们不接受我们所听见的
，Then nothing is going to happen.
那什么事情都不会改变。
So today,
今天
we see that we have services, we have convocation, we have seminar day in and day out, year in and year out, but we find that there is no change.
我们今天时常看到我们有聚会有这个灵恩布道会，有这个
讲习会，
可是我们没有看到改变。
We see that there is no change.
我们没有看到改变。
Everything stays the same, year in and year out.
持续时间这样子过什么事情都一样。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because we don't listen.
因为我们没有听见。
Because we are not zealous.
因为我们没有热心。
Because we are not repenting.
因为我们没有悔改。
If you don't do that,
如果我们没有这样子做
，at the end of the day, we will be given a red card out.
最终
out of the field, basically.
最终我们会拿红牌就出局。
So that is the reason why there's a need for measurement.
所以这就是为什么我们要有这个度量的这个目的。
So every day we, when we pray,
所以每一天我们祷告的时候
when we read the Bible,
我们看圣经
when we listen to a sermon,
我们来听到
it is measuring,
就是来度量。
If it's not there, if we are not there, we have to change.
如果我们还没达到我们就要改变。
For example,
举例来说
the Bible says that, you know, we have to be gentle.
圣经说我们要温柔。
The Bible says thatThe anger of man does not work the righteousness of God.
圣经说人的标准不得神的意。
人的怒气
不能成就神的意。
Be angry, but do not let the sun go down with your anger and give opportunity to the devil.
不要这个含怒到日落，不要给魔鬼留地步。
But we said, oh, that's my temper.
可是这是说我们说我们这是我们的脾气。
That's how I am.
就是这就是我们。
But that's not acceptable according to the Bible.
可是圣经并不接受这些。
So if not willing to change,
如果我们不愿改变
，then you'll not be acceptable to God.
那我们就不被神接受。
Even when Moses was angry and he committed a mistake, God punished him for it.
即使摩西生气，那神也就责备他管教他。
So he was angry and he struck the rock twice, and God said, you can forget about going to the land of Canaan. You're out.
神摩西有这个怒气，击打磐石两次，那神就说你不能进去这个迦南地。
Serious, very serious.
这是非常严重。
How much Moses done for all these people?
那这个摩西对这些百姓做了很多。
One time he make a mistake.
只有一次的错误。
And he's disqualified. Everything that he's worked for, no more.
那他所有做的事情都被这个取消资格。
Obviously, thankfully, he can still enter heaven, but he can't enter the land of Canaan. He's worked for all his life, but he can't enter under Canaan.
感激的是，他还可以来这个进入神的国，可是他没有办法进入这个迦南地。
So today we cannot use our own standards to give excuses for all the stuff that we are not up to.Why we are not up to scratch?
今天我们在没有达到的事情上，不能用自己的标准来有这个借口。
If our temper is not according to the Bible, we ask God to help us. You know, we admit that we are no good at it. We ask God to help us so that we reach the standards of God.
如果我们的脾气没有达到圣经的标准，我们就要来求神来帮助我们来达到。
You cannot give excuses for yourself.
我们不能把帮自己找借口。
Because excuses will not fly in God's judgment, basically.
因为这个借口在这个神的审判日是没有效。
Because God has already set the standard.
因为神已经立定这个标准。
And then Jesus will say, "Have you not read the Bible?"
耶稣会说你没有难道没有读圣经吗？
This is what I said, but you never listen.
这是我说的，可是你没有听。
Therefore, you failed.
所以你失败。
So today is the same.
今天也一样。
So are we up to scratch?
我们有达到标准吗？
That is the big question. Every day we have to ask ourselves these questions.
这是非常重要的问题，我们每天都要问自己。
Why do you read the Bible?
我们为什么读圣经？
So that you can gain a lot of knowledge, is it? So that you can spew out lots of facts? No, that's not the point.
难道是因为我们要得到很多的知识来讲很多的知识的话吗？不是这样。
You read the Bible so that you can check yourself. Am I there? Am I not there?
我们来读圣经是要来检视自己有没有达到。
If we're not there, we better change.
如果我们没有达到，我们要改变。
This is the point of measuring.
这就是度量的目的。
Let us not be someone who thinks that we are there, and on the last day when Jesus comes again, we think we have reached the standards and we are completely way off mark.
不要成为那种觉得自己已经达到的，可是在神的审判的日子，神却觉得你没有达到。
Let's look at one example. We've used this example many times, but let's read it again anyway.
我们举这个例子很多次，可是我们再来讲一次这个例子。
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章
verse 21 to verse 23.
21到23节
verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
21节，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人都不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
So on that day, many people think that they passed the test.
所以到那日很多人觉得他们达到了。
It's not a few, you see. Here it says many.
这边不是讲一些而已，是说很多。
And they will say, they will use their own judgment, say, oh, I prophesied in your name, you know, I preach in your name, you know, I sermonize in your name, I teach Ari in your name, I preach to many people, you know, I even cast out demon and perform miracle signs and wonders. How is it that I can't enter heaven?
这边就那些人就辩护自己说我奉你的名传道，奉你的名上宗教教育，奉你的名行异能，为什么我不能进去呢？
The point is that you are. What does God say?
重点是神说的是什么呢？
You practice lawlessness.
这边讲到你们这些作恶的人。
I never knew you.
我不认识你们。
Never knew you. He says.
从来不认识你们。
So that's the problem.
这就是问题。
We think we have a relationship with God.
我们觉得我们跟神有这个关系。
In fact, God doesn't even look at us.
可是神却不看我们一眼。
We think we have done a lot of things in the name of God.
我们觉得自己奉神的名做很多事。
But in fact, we are doing lawlessness. We're practicing lawlessness.
可是我们就像这作恶的人一样。
So doing work for God is not the same as meeting the requirements of God.
所以为神做事并不是跟这个符合神的标准是同样一件事。
Yes, we have to work for God.
的确我们要为神做做工。
But doesn't mean that because you serve God, you've done a lot of things for God that you actually meet God's requirements. That's not the same one and the same thing.
并不是因为你做了神的工，你就可以达到这个神的标准，是不一样的事情。
So last week during the convocation in Forest Hill.
在上个礼拜的这个深山教会灵恩布道会。
The elder actually shared a testimony.
长老分享一个见证。
There was a brother who was on death's door, basically.
有一个弟兄快死了。
So the doctor says, you know, take him home so that he can die peacefully at home.
所以这个医生就说带他回家，所以他可以安息。
So he was already in a coma.
他已经在昏迷当中。
But 3 days later, he woke up from the coma.
可是三天之后他从昏迷当中醒来。
And then he actually recovered and started to go to work in the fields.
他就恢复然后开始做工。
But before that, when he woke up, he said, I met Jesus.
可是在他恢复之前他说我看见基督。
Jesus told me a few things.
耶稣告诉我几件事情。
That there are certain things that you have to do, that this and that, and there are quite a few things that he told him that he has to do.
耶稣跟他说你要做很多一些事情。
One of them is to preach the gospel.
其中一件就是要传福音。
But he also mentioned a few other things.
可是耶稣又说其他事情。
Many of these speakers cannot be saved. Sermonizers cannot be saved.
很多这个在台上讲道的人没办法得救。
And many of those who are listeners in the service are also not saved as well.
很多在台下聆听的也没办法得救。
So this is a warning.From God to us.
所以这是神给我们的警告。
Doesn't matter whether you're standing on the pulpit or sitting in the congregation.
不论是你在台上还是在台下。
If you don't practice the word of God, then you will not be saved.
如果我们不行神的道，那我们就不会得救。
So that is a stark reminder for everyone, basically.
这是非常显赫的这个提醒来告诉大家。
So the elder said that on this day there are three of us who spoke: the deacon, the preacher, and the elders, three of them.
所以在今天有这个传道长老执事来讲道。
So the elder says we better be careful.
所以我们要小心小心点。
All of us needs to be careful.
所有人都要小心。
Let us use this measuring rod to measure ourselves first of all.
让我们用这个度量的尾子来度量我们。
Let's end this service.